You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
Carol Crist called this a free speech year when she took over as chancellor at UC Berkeley. But a conservative student group called Berkeley Patriot co-opted that language in advertising Free Speech Week, which was supposed to be taking place right now. When far-right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos showed up on campus Sunday, he was surrounded by a reported $800,000 worth of security paid for by the university. Only about 150 people heard him speak. That works out to be around $5,333 per person for what turned out to be a 15-minute talk. And it comes at a time when the university is facing a budget deficit. The rest of the events for Free Speech Week were canceled. We wanted to know what students and staffers think of these demonstrations and disruptions. So we sent KALW's Atemu Atan and Amber Miles to campus to find out.
My name is Noah Gallegos. I'm a student here at Berkeley. I'm a freshman. I don't mind people of the right coming to school. I'm actually moderately left. But I feel that sometimes people like Milo, he's going to use the school as rather a platform to cause controversy. Because the school's based on the free speech movement. They always brag about that here at Berkeley. And I feel like he's using that as a platform to just kind of get leverage for his ideas. And if the school does try to restrict him in any way, he just blames it on restricting free speech when I think it's more for personal gain.
My name is Michael Myvet. I'm going to San Diego State next year, but I think I might come to Berkeley just to rile people up. But I don't know, we need free speech, you know, it's a serious issue. Like, you know, it starts with banning, you know, Nazis, which Steve Bannon, they call Steve Bannon a Nazi, but he's not. But like, it starts with that, and then it goes to, you know, like you see in Britain, oh, you can't criticize Islam, and you can't, you know, do this. And it's dangerous. We don't want to become, you know, a fascist state. We don't want to become China. We don't want to become Cuba, so.
My name is Paola Baqueta. I'm a professor in the Department of Gender and Women's Studies here on campus. I don't think that it's an issue of free speech so much as an issue of hate speech, and that this is a kind of hate speech that has material effects on the bodies of those who are targeted. So those who are targeted by this speech are students of color, Muslim students. There are even anti-Semites coming, so Jewish students are targeted. Trans students, transsexual students, transgender students are targeted, and all queer students, genderqueer students are targeted.
My name is Jose Gonzalez.
I feel like people should understand that they should listen before they react, because I feel like the most powerful weapon that we have here as students and as people of this planet is our words, or are our words. That with our words we can do anything, but we have to say the right words. And we also have to make sure that we listen to everyone else's words and take those into account rather than just blindly yell at somebody and, you know, just kind of spit words at them.
My name is Saba Haile. I'm a female-identified African-American woman, and I'm a student on campus, and I'm in an extreme minority, and I'm also one of course, a part of a group that's being targeted by these groups. So I just don't feel safe going to class. I don't feel safe with just the students that are in my classrooms. Like, I don't know who supports the sentiments of these groups.
My name is Quincy Jones. I am an assistant director in the Office of Undergraduate Admissions here. I work with so many students who feel attacked, who feel silenced, who feel that they're in a place where they're not safe, they're in a place where they can't learn properly. And I'm on social media, so I know how trolls work, so it doesn't surprise me that there's trolls and that they're trolling. It's just, you know, again, I think it just sucks for folks to have to deal with that, to have to engage with that in a place that shouldn't be about that.